The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America. This is Your Natural Health Biz. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jay Dunn.
This is Dr. Jay Dunn with Your Natural Health Biz, a weekly podcast that explores the natural healthcare business using holistic kinesiology. Our guest in this segment of Your Natural Health Biz is Lynn Higgin. She's a holistic kinesiologist and a practicing herbalist. Lynn has been in practice since the September of 2003, and she's also the executive director of the Holistic Kinesiology Institute. Good morning, Lynn Higgin, and welcome to Your Natural Health Biz.
Good morning.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine today. Thank you for asking.
Great.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
So I wanted to ask you about your practice. You do holistic kinesiology, is that right?
That's correct. Yes, I do.
Okay, and you've been doing it since 2003, and mm-hmm. How do you combine what you're doing with your herbal practice or your herbal education?
Well, what I do is I was doing holistic kinesiology for a couple of years and decided to integrate herbalism because I wanted a better sense of how herbs worked on the body, and so I took a course to become a certified herbalist. And how I utilize that with kinesiology is I work mostly with dried herbal formulas, and by using the same technique with holistic kinesiology as you would with supplements, I take those dried herb formulas, put them up against the body, and muscle test the body to determine exactly which herbal formula, which herbs should go into the formula, based on how much of each herb, right down to how long to steep the formula and how much water to use for the formula, all utilizing the technique of holistic kinesiology with the muscle testing.
That's great.
I get an exact, precise formula.
Okay. So to clarify, holistic kinesiology is muscle testing. So how did you get trained in the holistic kinesiology?
I got trained through the Holistic Kinesiology Institute, which was taught by you at Dr. Dunn, and it was through the Institute with a 6-month certification course.
Okay. So that sounds really neat that you combine the, you know, what you've learned through the muscle testing and the kinesiology with what you learned with your herbal medications or herbal study, I should say. So what kind of a degree do you have then?
I don't have a degree. It's just a certification course, both the holistic kinesiology and also the herbalism, both as certification courses. So I am certified as a holistic kinesiologist and an herbalist. I did not need a degree to practice either one of those here in the state of New Mexico.
Okay, so you don't need to be a licensed healthcare practitioner to do what you do, is that
No,
right?
I do not.
Okay, so do they enjoy the combination of the herbal medicine and the kinesiology?
They love it. I have found that to be an incredible niche for me, utilizing holistic kinesiology, because I work with a lot of people that if they do prefer to do an herbal formula, or a tea actually is what it is, over a supplement, I like to use it that way because I find I get really good, precise results, and a lot of times it's less costly for people to do it that way. And my clients have been very interested in that, and plus I do make a pretty tasty brew, I must say myself. And again, the way I do that is by using the holistic kinesiology technique, right down to testing for the palate for the client to see what I might need to add for taste. So it works out really well. I'm very excited to have been able to find a use for that way.
Awesome. That sounds great. So do you have some good results with combining those techniques this way?
I have very good results doing it that way, absolutely.
Yeah, any that you'd like to share with us, any outstanding sort of stories that you could enlighten us with?
Well, I find that there are a couple of different examples of when I have worked with people who have, say, maybe had an imbalance, an immune imbalance, or maybe like a parasite, where I've used a formula to work with that, and I find that I have good success utilizing the different types of herbs. There are so many different herbs that you can use for the immune system and to fight off invaders of the body like parasites or amoebas or bacteria. And when you can use muscle testing to determine exactly what, exactly right down to the exact formula of what you can put into that, that herbal tea, then I find that I get quicker results, and people, I can also put remedies in the tea that can help with the symptoms of these imbalances. So when they start drinking the tea, I've had, you know, some really good examples of people who had a lot of symptoms from, say, maybe a parasite where they had a lot of gastrointestinal distress. So I can incorporate herbs for that into the same remedy as well. So while we're rebalancing what's going on in their body, they're also feeling better at the same time. And so that's pretty much how I like to do it, and I have had a lot of success doing it that way. It seems more so than I have had with other remedies for my specific practice.
That's
the tea
great.
Seemed to work better for me than when I go the supplement route.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we're listening to Your Natural Healthcare Biz with Lynn Higgin and myself, Dr. Jay Dunn. If you're interested in learning more about this, you can go to the website www.holistickinesiology.com, and that's with a W for the holistic. So, Lynn Higgin, how did you get involved in natural medicine? What got you started in all this?
Well, basically it was about a 30-year history of very bad health problems for myself. I had a lot of digestive issues and, in fact, was diagnosed several times with ulcerative colitis and ileitis, and was getting absolutely nowhere with allopathic medicine. And back in 2003, I had a very bad experience from a prescription that I took from an allopathic doctor and ended up in the hospital and realized that I needed to do something very quickly or I was really going to be in trouble. And I ran into somebody, actually it was your daughter, who introduced me to you, and I ultimately started going to you for, to have you find out what was going on with me and why I was getting sick all the time, and had such tremendous results that I decided I needed to take the course. If for anything, it's just self-care. But after I went to the first course, I knew right away that it was something that I had to do for a living so that I could make others feel as good as I felt and have the same kind of results. So ultimately, initially it was for my own self-care, but now I do it as a practice and self-care. And I still see you, and I've had amazing results all around. So,
right. So, are you making a living then doing this technique?
Yes, I do. I do make a living doing this technique. I've had a pretty good practice now for almost going on 5 years now, and I'm pretty glad. I wasn't sure I would be able to do that, and I'm very surprised and happy to say that I have, and that people are interested in this type of holistic alternative healing versus Western medicine. So,
yeah. How do they react to you when you tell them, you know, what you do? Is the general reaction just, you know, I don't know what you're talking about with the kinesiology, or I've heard of that and I want to, you know, I wanted to try it out, or that's just quackery, or what kind of responses do you get from people in general?
Basically, I like to physically show them how it works, and I try to explain to them that it's not a new age type of holistic medicine. It's actually very old. It's based on very ancient techniques, and that, you know, it works along the same lines, you know, the meridians and the points, like almost like, you know, if they understand acupuncture, then I explain it sort of that way to them. But usually I do it by showing. It's always the best way, is to actually give somebody a demonstration and show them how it works. And I find that most people are intrigued enough, especially those that have not been having very good luck on the other side of medicine, where they realize they have nothing to lose by trying. And then once they get their foot in the door, then it's pretty easy to win people over. They see how it works, and they see that they have good results.
Is that the key? Is just saying, you know, give me the benefit of the doubt here and see the results for yourself, and then often they're convinced.
Absolutely, because it is hard to explain. explain. It's kind of hard to explain what it is that that I do and what we do in this industry. And usually if somebody is curious enough to approach me about it, then I feel that at that point that they're already a little bit open to exploring the possibility if they're willing to even ask me about what it is that I do. Then I already know that there's an interest, that they're seeking an alternative way.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, again, you're listening to Your Natural Healthcare Biz, where we explore how to make a living in the natural healthcare field, how to market your practice, and how people got started in their own practices. And our guest today is Lynn Higgin, who's a practicing holistic kinesiologist and herbalist. And the website, if you're interested, is www.holistickinesiology.com, and that's holistic with a W. So just to tell me a little bit more about how you market your practice and how you get clients in on a regular basis.
Well, what I do to market my practice is basically my practice has been word of mouth, which to me is probably the best way to market your practice, because word of mouth means that you're having some success. I don't advertise in publications. I haven't found that it worked very well for me that way. However, besides referrals and, of course, connecting with as many different types of holistic practitioners and then giving them kind of a sample of what you do is another easy way to market yourself. But I find also that when people come knocking at your door to sell you advertising, it's always, I don't turn away marketers, because when they come in, I always feel that they're potential clients or could lead me to potential clients. So I befriend everybody. And I have found, strangely enough, that I've gotten a lot of good clients just from people that have wanted me to advertise with them, say the local newspaper or you know, local magazine publications. And so basically my particular practice has mostly been word of mouth and referrals from people that are already coming to see me by spreading the news and bringing in family members and friends. And that's how I've been marketing my practice, quite successfully that way.
That's great. So it doesn't take a lot of money, it sounds like. You're not spending a lot of money on marketing.
Oh, not at all. Absolutely zero.
I don't know about you, but I have found that to be, you know, pretty ineffective to put out flyers or to put out advertising in magazines or newspapers or things like that. Is that what you find as well?
I have found that exact same thing. And when I started my practice, that's exactly what I did, and I never, ever received any clientele from that. I believe that people need to see it in action, or they need to know someone that's already being seen by somebody that does holistic kinesiology. That's the best way to do it. The successes is what does the marketing for you. That's what I believe for my own practice, and I for any practice really. But that's how I've been marketing mine.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a marketing coach come in one time, and she told me, give me like a 1-2-sentence description of, you know, if you're caught in an elevator with somebody, how do you describe what you do in a very simple term? And I thought that was an interesting way to look at it, because there is such misconception about what is kinesiology, what is muscle testing, and like you say, unless you feel it. And the thing, this is what struck me, is we came up with this sort of description that was, you know how medicine looks for what's wrong with you and tries to cover it up with medications. What we do is we try to uncover the actual cause of what's going on with you in a disease process or symptomatology. Why are you having those symptoms? So I thought that was an interesting way to put it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In simple terms, but the kinesiology is an interesting modality to kind of talk to the body through the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you just find that to be the most fascinating thing? You just find out so much about the body while you're doing it.
Oh, absolutely, definitely. And that's a good way to describe it, too.
Yeah. Okay, so again, you're listening to Your Natural Health Biz. My name is Dr. Jay Dunn, and my guest today is Lynn Higgin, who's a holistic kinesiologist, and she combines her practice with herbal medicine in Albuquerque here. The website, if you want to learn more about the technique, is www.holistickinesiology.com. So just as a wrap-up, I like to ask this question of everybody. Part of our mission statement in the holistic kinesiology field is that we want to raise the consciousness level of mankind. So what do you do in your everyday life or in your practice that raises the consciousness level of mankind?
Well, as far as how I work with the clients, my clients that come to see me, and I guess, like you said, in everyday life, just dealing with family and friends is to bring attention to and educate people on generally what health and wellness, all around wellness, is all about, which is going back to what the way it has been done many, many centuries ago, with is just getting out into the air, breathing, the foods that you eat, the way that you pay attention to your body, not waiting until you have something wrong with you before you go see somebody for help, understanding that you're on this planet to feel good and live well. And so it's all about educating people and reminding them of how we're supposed to be living on this planet right now.
Awesome. Good answer.
Thank you.
All righty. So that's it for today. Our podcast is Your Natural Health Biz. Our guest today was Lynn Higgin. Thank you so much for coming out today, Lynn. And I look forward to having you also. I understand you're going to be interviewing a few people for our podcast series.
I sure am.
Great. Anybody lined up right now that you're thinking of?
Yes, well, there are a couple of people that I am in works with interviewing, and one of them is with Daphne Welp, who has incorporated Reiki and energy work into her holistic kinesiology practice, and also Dr. Rod Hodge, who is a chiropractor and incorporates holistic kinesiology into his chiropractic business. So there's quite a few people out there that will be interviewing that have all sorts of different careers and incorporating this amazing technique into what they do to make it better and to optimize their practices.
And also, just FYI, we have we're going to be talking to hopefully Senator Steve Comedinas. We're trying to get him in for a podcast to talk about the new laws. He's very much for natural healers and keeping us able to practice in New Mexico. So. We've got DOMs and how they combine holistic kinesiology. Those are doctors of oriental medicine or acupuncturists. People that do feng shui and holistic kinesiology, et cetera, personal training, all kinds of great interviews coming up. So stay tuned. Thank you, Lynn.
Well, thank you, Dr. Dunn.
Have a wonderful evening.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Natural Health Biz. For more information about Dr. Jay Dunn or to subscribe to this podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.